flies crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block commentary today will be brought to you on the phone. And it's time for our government to go to work. The Senate and House both are in the process of naming who will serve on the different committees. The Republican-led House is scheduled to take up a GOP energy bill, and it will direct the Biden administration to come up with a plan to increase oil and gas production on federal lands before drawing down our strategic petroleum reserve anymore. Well, we know that President Biden does not want the United States to pump more oil. He wants to buy it from other countries. So what will happen? We'll see. In farm country, the need to pass a new farm bill is at the top of our list. Paul Ryan, former House Speaker, speaking at the Dairy Foods Association Forum last Sunday, predicts that we will pass a new farm bill this year. House Ag Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson and Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow will give us that bipartisan ag leadership that we need, and I'm optimistic. Focus on Mexico now. Yes, China is our biggest ag export market, but Mexico is close behind. Mexico wants to ban imports of genetically modified corn. Our U.S. Ag Secretary, Tom Vilsack, he said that's not going to happen. So good job. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Keep the pressure on. Another subject, our worst avian influenza outbreak that we have ever had. The bird flu attack started about 1 year ago. When we get it, the whole poultry flock must be destroyed. 58 million of poultry in 47 states are dead gone. Egg farmers are not insured. The virus has been devastating. Protecting the flocks has not been easy. Wild birds flying north or south, they just spread it everywhere they go. I have not talked about this new subject now, but it is in the news every day. We all remember all of the news and attention focused on secret government documents found at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. Well, the nation's news media was attacking Trump every day. Well, now President Biden is in the hot seat. The FBI is investigating. They seem to find secret papers almost wherever they look. I know some people thought President Trump should be put in jail for his reckless handling of secret papers. Now they have to think about President Biden's problem and what to do. We now have news that former Vice President Pence has some classified papers in his home. I guess President Trump is not alone. And until next week, I am John Block from Washington.